Well, that song is perfect because we are speaking about a Hall of Fame. It's the York County Soccer Hall of Fame. Welcome in to Palmetto Mornings on this Wednesday edition. It is 7:39, 74 degrees. Hey, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning if you're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, or on any of the major social media platforms.
The York County Soccer Hall of Fame, those inductees will be honored during a banquet on Thursday, August the 28th. Here to tell us more about it, we have a couple of board members from the York County Soccer Hall of Fame. We have Joe Rad and Michael Frost. And good morning to you both.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you
for
having us.
Here.
Joe, it's great to see you again. And Michael, this is just like an old hat trick, right? You fit right in.
Yeah, good use of words there, Lucas.
Thank you.
Great
that's
to be here.
That's why he's on the board.
He's just the pretty face of the organization. Right. Man. Well, I know Michael is going to run us through this year's inductees. So before we do that, the York County Soccer Hall of Fame has been around since 2019. And then this is our fifth class.
Inductee class.
Okay.
Right. COVID messed us up that one year, but that's good.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll come back then. And Joe, you can give us maybe a little bit more of the history there. But Michael, let's go ahead and honor this year's honorees who will be recognized at a banquet on Thursday, August the 28th.
Yeah, thank you, Lucas. We are looking forward to inducting four individuals as well as one organization this year. We've got Isaiah Reed, a local product from South Point High School that went on to play at Clemson University and be drafted in the MLS. At Clemson, he did win national championship and was named the 2019 MVP of the NCAA championship. Lauren Watts from Northwestern and Winthrop played 4 years at Winthrop before a brief professional career. And then we also have Jim Finnerty, a local coach, but currently the coach at Legion Collegiate Academy. He is also a director of coaching with the Charlotte Soccer Academy, who has a big presence here in the area. But he's specifically being inducted for his time as the head coach at Fort Mill High School, the girls program. There with Fort Mill, he led the team to a 73-18-8 record and a 43-0 region mark during his time. Needless to say, when you go undefeated for that number of games, you won four consecutive region championships. So that's part of his background. And then each year we attempt to recognize someone from our local referee community. And this year's inductee is Bill Tooley. He is very much a familiar face in the youth soccer scene in York County. So having served as a referee from youth levels all the way to the collegiate level, and also in the Fort Mill area, he is the director of assigning for officials in the TKK and Fort Mill Youth Recreation Leagues. So he also has a strong background here in our community. And then our last and final inductee this year is the city of Rock Hill and the Manchester Meadows Complex. So a unique approach there, but we as a board acknowledge and recognize that in the absence of Manchester Meadows and the foresight that the city of Rock Hill had several decades ago to build that facility, our organization may not exist in that the growth of soccer catapulted itself into our local scene, into our regional and national prominence and visibility, much like the city has done with other facilities, Cherry Park with softball, everything with the Sports and Events Center. I know you guys had Brian Jones on yesterday talking about everything that goes on there. So it's just another example, the crown in the city's, or jewel in the city's crown of sports tourism. And we are happy and grateful for the role that those at the city at that time played to create what was a wastewater treatment facility to what is now a buzzing park at Manchester Meadows.
With green grass.
That's right. Yes. Real green grass.
Very year green. Round.
That's right. And pretty. Michael or Joe, either one of you can take this question. What do you think it is? And you just kind of mentioned this, Michael, that the sport of soccer in the last 20 years has really been catapulted. What do you think it is about the sport, or what has made the sport become so much more popular? You know, back in, 20 years ago, of course, we heard football and basketball, but not so much soccer. And now I feel like you hear about soccer. It's right up there with the other two. So what do you think it is about the sport that has really just lended itself to the amount of people who want to play? And it's at all ages. It's not just, the youth.
Yeah.
I'll let either one of you take that question.
I'll take a shot at
sure.
it.
Sure.
I think, you know, it's an alternative to traditional contact sports like football and whatnot. And it, you know, it's a great sport for fitness. You know, soccer in Rock Hill, I'm proud to say I was around when in the early 70s when soccer sort of found its way mm-hmm. south. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of folks playing it, but it didn't take long before it found its way into high schools. And then the Winthrop program started and you know, it sort of took off from there. So, you know, it's a great way to have a team sport and, you know, not to have that constant contact like you would see.
It's got a lot of contact.
Oh, yeah, there's contact. That's contact. But it's not always intentional contact. You know.
Are we unique here in York County that we have a York County Soccer Hall of Fame? Do other communities have a Soccer Hall of Fame?
They do, and I think that's sort of the brainchild of this was from folks who had been involved in other Hall of Fames. But, you know, unlike traditional Hall of Fames you think of as players, you know, we tried to branch out and recognize those who've contributed to the sport in a variety of ways, whether it's as referees or administrators, you know, folks that handed out shirts to teams at Cherry Park, you know, whatever the case might be. Because, you know, where else is a referee that refed 300 games going to get, you know, the recognition that he or she deserves? So that's kind of our – and we've had two posthumous recognitions, mm-hmm. Inductees, folks that we thought had contributed to the sport but unfortunately had passed away before we could recognize them in person.
Well, it's really special that you honor these individuals that do play a huge part in the success of soccer day in and day out, especially as it was continuing to grow right. here in our community along those lines. Michael, how do you all go about getting the inductees? Is there a nomination period? Is there a committee that reviews the nomination period? Because folks are probably listening right now and thinking, oh, so-and-so should be right. in the Hall of Fame. So walk us through what that looks like.
No, excellent question. And that's something that will be a benefit of us being able to share more about our organization today is just to drum up support for additional nominations. On our website, yorkcountysoccerhof.com, there is an application where you can nominate individuals. As a board, we do have a list that has been culled together over the years of prospective nominees, and then we will vet those annually to whittle down the class that is recognized each year. So we do take a mix of names that we contribute as board members as well as those that are submitted on our website. So certainly if you're listening this morning and you can hear us and you know of someone that you believe is worthy of recognition and worthy of acceptance into the York County Soccer Hall of Fame, please visit our website, yorkcountysoccerhof.com, and submit information. Our class this year, the 2025 class, will be inducted on August 28th. Our next induction will be in 2027.
We're going to go to an every 2 year program instead of every year.
So you have time, but don't think that you have so much time that you forget to do it. So while you hear us this morning and you have a name in the tip of your in you know, in your memory, it may be a coach, it may be a player, it may be an administrator at a school or a local program.
Guy that keeps the field mode
maintenance,
and, you know, whatever the case might be. You know.
And to Joe's point earlier, that's something that we are a little different and unique in that aspect. Is it's not just the offensive player that gets all the accolades that we want to recognize. It's the whole body of the sport that makes it all possible. And that's obviously emblematic of our inductee this year being the city of Rock Hill as a whole for its foresight and visionary.
And we are countywide.
I
want to stress that. You know, it's not just Rock Hill, but Fort Mill, Clover, York, you know, anyway. We also recognize teams of distinction that have gone on to win state national championships or conference championships, things like that. And I think we have one team this year, the Legion Academy
Correct.
Team, finished first in the state in their prospective league or whatever. So we're recognizing them as a team of distinction. So that's kind of how we're doing that.
We're speaking with Michael Frost and Joe Rad. They are board members on the York County Soccer Hall of Fame. They just went through and list this year's inductees. There are 5 of them. And they will all be honored at a banquet on Thursday, August the 28th at the Marriott Courtyard by the Marriott there in Fort Mill. Joe, take us out to that event. What do folks need to do? Where do they need to get tickets? Give us all the lay of the land.
On our website, you can purchase tickets. Tickets are $55. It includes a fabulous dinner by the Marriott there in Courtyard by Marriott. The dinner itself, we have a little meet and greet at 6, and then we'll start dinner about 7, and Michael will take us through the inductees. Each one will be presented with a lovely scarf and a plaque and a pin, and then they'll say a few words, and it's really heartwarming to hear younger players talk about, you know, how their parents devoted the time to take them to the practices and to out-of-town games and how much that meant to them. And, you know, and it's kind of their opportunity to say thanks, Mom and Dad, or thanks, Grandpa and Grandma, for coming out to the games. And, you know, I knew you were there, and I really appreciate that. So it's a real touching moment. So.
Well, the parents certainly appreciate it. They probably think they also deserve a spot on the
Hall of Fame. They do. They should be inducted. That's
for as many times in travel teams that they're part of and the matches
it's
that
a
they
huge
go to.
Commitment.
The parents probably stand right up there with the inductee, and rightfully so.
That's right.
Tickets are on sale now. York County Soccer, HOF.com. You can also find them on Facebook, York County Soccer Hall of Fame. Thursday, August the 28th, that's when the night gets underway there at the Courtyard by Marriott in Fort Mill. It's fantastic. Joe and Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
What you all are doing to honor all of those who play a part in the success of soccer in York County. I love that. It's the attention to details. It's not the players are fantastic, and we wouldn't have the sport without the players, so amen to that. But it's the other folks that play just a crucial part in making a part of the success. And if you remove that person, would it be able to continue? Chances are probably not, based on the ones that you all are honoring, and that's just fantastic.
And I want to give a quick shout out. I'm on the website, and you can go and see all of the members that have already been inducted. There's selection videos, releases, induction videos, so you can kind of go back and see what that's going to look like and see if you're thinking, hey, maybe I have someone in mind to nominate to kind of get some examples. And of course, this is a place where they're forever honored as well.
That's right. So and if you have a heart for soccer, you can donate to our organization. We operate as a nonprofit. We're not here to make a profit, just covering our expenses. And so donations is also a spot on the website that you can click to donate.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Joe and Michael. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.